Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90 exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hello, Wade. Welcome to the men's room.
Well, hello there, pilgrims.
Hola.
Wait, are you sober or not sober?
Well, my birthday was yesterday. I'm kind of still riding the wave, if you know what I mean. So, no, I'm not sober.
All right. Yeah, riding the wave.
Still got some left is the translation on that one. Okay, Wade, you're Wade no longer. Pick a new name. Will you now be Elvis, Prince, Cher, or Pink?
I think I'm going to have to go Elvis just because he can dance and I can't.
Actual recording of Elvis's last moments. Got this exclusively.
Well, so one time I was bowling with an ex-girlfriend and I got a turkey. You know what that is? Like three strikes in a row?
Yeah.
And I did this little celebratory dance and she looked at me in the face and said, "You should never dance in public again, ever."
Wow.
Yeah, it's that bad.
That's like,
and I'm a drummer, so you would think, you know, I could dance, but I can't. So I'm going Elvis.
You dance with your hands, my brother. You dance with your hands. All right. Here's your question, Elvis. Infantry, cavalry, and artillery cards are the key to what Parker Brothers game?
Oh. Is it Risk?
One and done. Nice job, Wade.
Did you play Risk when you were a kid there?
Man, yeah, and we had a lot of fights over that game, too.
Really? I hated that game. My brother played it all the time. I couldn't stand
Wade, what did you end up doing for your birthday last night? Did you go out?
Last night, I stayed home, and then my cousin made German food for me. That's why I asked you about sausage yesterday on my birthday shout-out. And then she took me to the Indian reservation. I got a carton of cigarettes and a beer.
All right.
What, did you have sausage, or did you have, like, a Wiener Schnitzel?
So what it is, it's sausage, potatoes, and sauerkraut, and she bakes it all in the oven, and oh, man.
That sounds good.
That sounds good. What he doesn't know is she added antifreeze.
Yeah, I've already had like four servings of that.
Exactly as she wanted.
Yeah.
All right, Wade, here's your true or false question. Ventriloquism started as a religious practice.
Oh, ventriloquism is a religious practice?
Hey, everybody, it's the Pope.
I mean, I got to say false.
True.
Yeah.
Imagine how that went over. Oh, yeah, man. Took me all night to fly here. Boy, my arm's tired.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-803 Rock.
Big Dummy!
Hello, Jess. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola. Jesse on team sober or team not sober today?
Team sober today.
All right, Jess, welcome to Big Dummy. Jess, you are Jess no longer. You're now picking a one word name. Will you be Elvis, Prince, Cher, or Pink?
You guys kind of ruined Cher for me. If I have to hear that one more time, I'm going Pink.
Just so you know there, Pink, Mike knew in advance you were going to pick Pink.
I knew it.
Like she's going to pick. I was hoping you picked Elvis. I really was. All right, Pink, here is your question. What musical is based on a series of children's books by P.L. Travers? They made a movie. And this movie convinced a young Miles Montgomery to jump off of his roof.
Oh.
Cat?
Oh. Not a bad guess in all honesty.
I like that that was a quick guess.
Yeah. It's a Broadway musical.
They made a movie.
About like Icarus?
That'd be Mary Poppins.
Wow.
The less dramatic Mary Poppins story.
Wasn't Icarus the one that flew too high
close to the sun? Yeah. And then Mary Poppins did the same thing. Horrible death. We never bring it up to the kids, yeah.
Then Iron Maiden sung about it.
Yeah. Well, you know what they say. Chitty, chitty, bang, bang.
That is exactly what they say. That's how they close.
That's not Mary Poppins?
That's Chitty, chitty, bang, bang. It's called Chitty, chitty, bang, bang.
Isn't that her in the flying car? She's singing that?
No.
No.
The hell movie am I thinking about?
Chitty, chitty, bang, bang.
I got to stop doing so many psychedelics.
Yeah. Chitty, chitty, bang, bang.
They're all the same
to
me.
Chitty, chitty, bang, bang.
There's a movie called Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
Yes, that's correct. Yes.
Come on.
That's the movie.
And I guarantee
about.
You, somewhere in the world, there is a food dish called a Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. Would you eat it?
Oh, son of a bitch.
That sounds like sausages, honestly.
Chitty Chitty Bang Bang?
Yeah.
What if it's chili?
Like, it's like Chitty Chitty Bang Bang sounds like you've got like two servings of mashed potatoes and two sausages.
Sounds like a stripper to me.
Chitty Chitty Bang Bang?
Chitty Chitty Bang Bang?
Like bangers and mash. Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
I don't know.
Next on the stage.
To me, it sounds like a chili where they will not tell you the ingredients.
Bang, bang.
I want to make it sound like I'm a gangster. I'm just like, yeah, man. Then he rolled up, chitty, chitty, bang, bang. So that's done.
It's taken care of.
Yeah.
Hey, that head dude, he weird, man. All right, here's your question. Cinco de Mayo is the celebration of the Mexican defeat of what country?
France?
Got it. Nice job, Jess. Very good.
And by the way, Ted, somebody cleared this up for you on the text line regarding you confusing Chitty Chitty Bang Bang and Mary Poppins.
Is it a Julie Andrews thing or something?
No. It is, in fact, Mr. Dick Van Dyke.
Oh.
He is in both, you see.
Oh, okay.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
Both Chitty Chitty Bang Bang and Mary Poppins. Which sex move would you try first? She says, I really want you to do the Mary Poppins, or she wants to do the Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
No. Mary Poppins.
No, the chitty,
I'm
chitty,
going
bang,
with chitty
bang,
chitty bang bang. Like I don't know what you're going to do.
What is chitty chitty bang bang about?
I don't know.
It's a flying car, dude.
All right, but I would be willing to bet if that Dick Van Dyke has outlasted a lot of those kids in Mary Poppins.
Well, sure, but that's
he was a man then. They're kids. You took this to a dark place. You're saying
he's still alive.
That the kids.
But the kids are dead.
More of the kids from Mary Poppins are dead
than Dick Van. Yes.
Let me see.
Yes.
He has outlived them.
Yes. Correct.
How
and
many?
He played an adult in that movie.
Right.
He's got kids around. That means there's easily a 15-year age difference. Dick Van Dyke wins.
All right. So Dick Van Dyke is still alive. Let's see.
How old is he?
Mr. Banks.
No adults are going to be alive in that movie. Just Dick, right?
Jane Banks, still alive.
How old?
She was born in 1955, so that'd make her, what, 70 this year?
Yeah.
All right, so maybe there's a handful of
and
her.
Then Michael, I don't know, they still got the kid picture for Michael. It's not looking good. Oh he died in 77.
Yes, all right.
God, he wasn't 20 years old. He was 19 when he died.
Had to be an OD. Yeah. See, I'm right.
Miles.
What's the saying?
God. Why does it have to be an OD?
I don't know.
He could have gotten into a car accident.
Natural causes.
Natural causes.
Game is Big Dummy. 206-803. Oh, you got the black lung.
Dummy.
It wasn't some lifelong thing, man.
He got tuberculosis.
Osteoporosis killed him.
He got polio. Took him out.
You have no idea.
So dark.
Miles actually invented a time machine. Sorry. Went back in time and killed that man. Just to be right.
I knew you'd be dead.
Are you looking up how he died?
I am. We're going to look up how this kid went down.
Oh, come on. Don't do that.
We got to know, man.
I'm going to do it. Let's see here. Death. Where's that? Illness and death. Okay. Contracted hepatitis while in India. By the time his father brought him back to London, the disease had spread to his pancreas. He died in 77 at the age of 21 in the Royal Free Hospital in Hampstead, London.
Hepatitis. Huh? Wow.
Hemorrhagic necrotizing pancreatitis.
Jesus, God, man.
Yeah, so I had totally an OD, Miles.
Hepatitis, two to A and B shots.
Oh,
yeah, crazy.
Be glad you didn't get it.
That's what I'm saying. That probably
and you're laughing at that young man.
That probably wasn't around then.
Died before his time, man. But Dick Van Dyke's still alive.
That's right.
99 years old.
Because he had his vaccinations.
Yeah, that's what it is. Hello, Jeff. Welcome to the men's room.
Dancing is great. You and your girl and your Johnson, hola!
Hola!
You and your girl and your Johnson.
Jeff, are you sober or not sober?
Team sober at the moment. I wanted to make sure I wasn't on speakerphone like last time.
All right, we appreciate that. Okay, Jeff, you're Jeff No More. You got a new name there. Are you going to be Elvis, Prince, Cher, or Pink?
Out of all those, I think...
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It could pull off the most. We're going to go with Prince.
Dearly beloved.
Okay. Why do you think you could pull off Prince?
Well, I'm short. I got long hair. I got a mustache. I think if I wanted to do Elvis, someone would look at me and be like, no, you're not an Elvis.
Dearly beloved.
You're lying to me.
I ain't got long hair and a mustache.
Sounds like Lord Farquaad.
I know. That's what I was picturing, too.
I could probably pass as Lord Farquaad a lot better than Prince, honestly.
Dearly beloved.
Lucky you.
Have you seen that guy that's like a rapper in New York City, and he literally has the Lord Farquaad haircut?
No.
Oh, it's awesome. And he like he dates like a black woman, so people are always like, you don't see him always, and it's like always dudes hitting on this girl, and he's like, what the hell, man? And they're like, Lord Farquaad looking MF-er.
Oh, come on.
Jesus.
Damn.
It's awesome.
Damn.
All right, Jeff, here's your question. The Golden Gate Bridge spans what bay? The Golden Gate Bridge.
Oh, I don't think this is right, but San Francisco Bay.
You got it.
All right, that's all I was going to call it.
You got it, Jeff. Nice work.
Is that one and done?
All right, I'll take it.
Is that one and done or two and out?
One and done.
Oh, one and done. All right, hang on. We got a true or false question for you before we let you go. All right,
true final answer.
You're saying true final answer?
Yeah.
You know what?
That's right. How did you know that?
I haven't even asked the question yet. Would you like to know the question I was going to ask?
No, he's fine.
Yes. The question was, true or false, West Virginia is the only remaining state that does not ban bestiality. He guessed before I even asked him a yes.
And you know what? He was wrong.
No, he was correct.
They haven't ruled it out yet?
Not yet.
Oh,
still on the table, boys.
Damn.
I want to know who's not voting on that. That's the question, you know? Let's get in the chamber, Neil.
No, it's not about, okay, is this even an issue? If you object to this, will someone just raise their hand and stand up? I need to hear this.
No, there's bigger problems.
I need to hear this.
There's bigger problems in this state.
We can still do that thing.
Tell that to the...
Easy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I ain't seen a woman in this holler in 10 years.
Tell that to Darnell's goat.
Darnell's goat. Let's write the ode to Darnell's goat.
More of Big Dummy coming up, 206-803 Rock.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.